Yeah, so we're on a real housing shortage here in town. Currently, if you look on realtor.com, you'll find that there are about 14 houses that are actually not pending for sale, and several of those are actually contingent as well. So we're getting very close to having 10 houses for sale. And not even all those houses are really move-in ready houses that people are looking to move into. Some of them would be for investors. One of them is a duplex. So what we really need is some new housing in the $150,000 to $225,000 range, and new construction would be great. We still have some places here in town that are available to build on, and I know the city is willing to do some things in terms of utilities, but to really encourage that, I've asked the city to consider doing some things with taxes and the tax rate and giving some incentives for people to move to town, because with all that we having happening downtown, bringing more jobs to Aledo, you know, we're sending $5 to $6 million downtown right now, and we're not seeing any houses being built that are going to accommodate those jobs that are coming to town. In addition, in a couple of years or year or two, we're going to have a new campground too, and that's going to also bring in a lot of employees as well, and we're going to need places to house them. I know they're going to be putting some apartments in downtown, but that's still not going to be enough to justify what we need in town. And again, if we had the houses, I think the people would come regardless of those other jobs that are coming to town. With COVID happening, we see a lot of emigration from the bigger cities to the smaller towns. It's been happening a lot lately. A lot of the houses that we have pending are people coming from the Quad Cities or even bigger cities than that as well.